This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Adhara Entertainment and Soundcast present The Winter Warm-Up 2, a benefit show in partnership with Coats for Kids. The Winter Warm-Up 2 will be live at the Red Room Lounge Friday, October 28th, to bring you the best in local entertainment to help collect donations for kids that need some help this time of year. There's no cover. However, we ask that you bring any new or gently used coats or jackets that aren't being used. Artists include It's Jakin, Exact Change and Matisse, King Skelly, Janelle, The Naturalistics, Devi, and Maud.
What up, guys? It's Jakin from Soundcast, here with my girl Shanna, and we're here to give you all we got October 28th for the Winter Warm-Up 2. So bring all your coats and come kick it with us at the Red Room Lounge.
The Red Room Lounge is located at 521 West Sprague Avenue in Spokane. This is a 21 and up event, so make sure you have your ID. The Winter Warm-Up 2 is sponsored in part by the Social Hour Podcast, South Hill Auto Licensing, MF Boombox, and of course, Coats for Kids. Bring your coats down to the Winter Warm-Up 2 on Friday, October 28th, and have a great time enjoying good music for a good cause.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I love porn, I'd fuck my mom, I hate Puerto Ricans, that's and right. God sucks.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, artist Laura Lee White. And now your hosts, Monica Stutz. And on the way to the studio, he ordered a pumpkin spice latte with just one pump, pretentious hipster asshole. Dice Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Dice with you as always. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. We got a great episode for you. We've got Traz in the house. Thank you, Traz. How you doing, buddy?
Doing really well. Thanks for having me back.
With us as always. He's going to be here every week now, guys. Get used to him. Connie, filling in on the news tonight. Connie Hansen back. Still trying to figure out how many kids she has. Have you had any new ones since last time we had you here? And also the always fantastic Laura Lee White. How are you, Laura? Laura Lee.
Great. Thanks for the introduction.
Yes. Thank you for coming back. Monica is here, but she's not going to be able to stay long. Monica, how's everything going tonight?
YOLO.
Okay. That's a little, I guess that's one. If he is very excitable tonight. So what's going on? How you feeling? What are you feeling today?
If you're ugly, you should stop hitting on people.
Well, Monica, that's not, you shouldn't say that about people. I don't understand why you, that's a bit of a non sequitur really at this point. It's not even, relevant. So you're not going to be able to stay for the show. You got to go, right?
And I bet people just think I'm a cunt.
Well, yeah, they're probably upset you're not going to be here. That's true. But we, you know, you'll be back next week, right? So why aren't you going to be here for the show tonight? I don't understand. You haven't told me yet.
I'm waiting my mom off the coke right now.
Oh, well, I guess that is quite a thing you're going to have to, that's an ordeal. I guess I didn't know that was a problem for your mother at the moment. Well, I guess we're glad you could stay for a second, but we will see you next week.
Good night, bud.
All right. Well, good night, and we will talk to you next week. So that was Monica, everyone.
Monica.
She'll be back in the studio next week. For now, though, we have Connie filling in on the news. So
I'm gonna have to meet Monica someday.
Oh, you haven't even met her yet.
No.
Oh, you know what? I should. So we were all at the Wave the other night.
Not me.
At the same time. No. 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 Yes.
I'm like, I was? Wait. Really?
Yeah. When did I saw you at the Wave the other night.
Friday and Saturday.
Was I there one of those nights?
Saturday, just yeah. for a short
Yes. She
minute.
Was. She came in also, briefly. Oh, I didn't even think about it. She was drunk. Yeah, she went to see Mickey Avalon.
That's what happens usually.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be back next week. For now, we have Connie and we have Traz and we have Laura Lee White. So thank you all for joining us for another episode. As I said, you know the drill. Rate us on iTunes. Give us a good rating. Listen to all the shows on pantspenny.com. And our new website, Social Hour Pod. That is the new website. Spokane Vibe is dead. Stick a fork in it. Gone. It was a good adventure. On to Social Hour Pod, the new home of the Social Hour Podcast, as well as the Drink and Debate Podcast. And if you are listening this show on the day it comes out, you would have been able to listen to the first Drink and Debate podcast yesterday. So it's a weird future thing that's happening.
Was that the one at the club here. There?
So what's that?
Was the one at the
Yes, club? The Drink and Debate. It's going to be a
cool.
podcast.
Oh,
cool. So the first one will be released yesterday if people are listening to the day it comes out on Wednesday. And that'll be... What's that?
I'm confused.
I know. This show comes out on Wednesday. We record Mondays and release Wednesdays. So, but the first Drink and Debate podcast will come out Tuesdays.
Okay.
So yesterday.
There we go. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Brain cells. This is confusing.
I know. So yeah, and that's going to be a regular thing. I've got scheduled a couple more of the team captains coming in over the next few weeks to do some episodes with them. For the Drink and Debate podcast. And then the next show is November 20th at the Spokane Comedy Club. Get your tickets. I have some available. Comedians have them available. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter at DeeceWorld. It's my personal Twitter, or Social Hour Pod is the Twitter for the show, or the Facebook page for the show, or whatever. Find me around at a brewery. Go to a brewery. That's a good shot. Good shot. You're going to find me. Go down to Black Label, right. You know, anytime during their business hours, and sometimes not during their business hours, and you'll probably find me there. So,
during the day on Tuesday.
Yeah, actually, really, that's the time I'm there the most. Right. Is during the day Tuesday. That's the time I'm there the most. Real quickly, also, the Friends of the Bing are bringing you another real comedy edition. God, that screws me up every time. A bunch of the comedians around town have filmed some sketch comedy all based around Halloween and horror themes. That will be at 909 West 1st Street, Spokane, downtown Spokane. That'll be at Ella's Supper Club, which just reopened and is a super cool spot. If you haven't been back in there since they reopened.
Such good news. No, I haven't been
there. Okay. It's awesome looking in there, and it's a super great venue for this. So they have sketches they've filmed, and then they are also doing some live sketches. It's a great show. You can get tickets now at just go to Friends of the Bang and find tickets, or look online. It's Real, R-E-E-L as in film, Real Horror. It's October 21st at 8 p.m. So go check that out. I will be there and hanging out. So everyone should come join.
What is October 21st?
It's a Friday. This Friday. You're listening to this after the 21st, then create a time machine and go back in time.
Right.
Because you missed out.
On the internet.
It was a good thing. So we're going to get into some stuff this week. Laura Lee White's going to tell us about her art shows coming up. She has been on the show a bunch of times. Actually, Laura Lee is in the running for one of the most frequent guests on this show.
What?
Yes. Oh, so there is. We've got a couple people. We've got a couple repeat people who've been on the show quite a few times. But Laura Lee is probably in like the top five of. I actually did a chart the other day. I like wrote down. I have downtime.
Flow chart.
Flow chart. Yeah.
It's a nice flow chart you have there.
That's right. You got to make. Yeah. God, sometimes I'm autistic, so I just like. It was. But she is one of the our regular guests, so we thank you for always coming back.
Thanks for supporting the show, and it's fun.
Absolutely, yes, we love coming. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Oh, I can hear my dog. She wants to come in and hang out, but we're not going to let her.
She threw her toy under the door.
Oh no. She's got another one. That one's her, the one that she leaves in my office.
This drool starts.
Yeah.
I saw the whole little movie in my head.
I had a weird, before we get into the show too much, I had earlier this week, I think like last Thursday or Friday, my phone took a dump on me, right? Like, that sounds like something an Asian businessman usually pays for. My phone crapped out on me, and it just, whatever, technical, went in like a boot loop where it just won't boot up. And it's so weird that I realized how like dependent we are on our technology. Like I felt so naked and like vulnerable not having my phone. And
it was just like your partner.
Right. Yeah. It's seen terrible things. We've had good times. We've had bad times. I realized, I'm like, and I didn't think, luckily I had my contacts backed up, but there's a bunch of stuff I lost, like notes and audio and pictures and stuff, but it's a good thing I'm not sentimental because I'm dead inside. Right, yeah.
Right.
But it makes you realize like how addicted and needing these things we are. Like, I remember I didn't have a cell phone till I guess I was probably 19 when I got a cell phone. So it's been...
Really? That young?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am...
I'm just going to be straightforward. How old are you?
I am 34.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that makes sense now.
Okay. How old did you think I was? Wow. Oh, man. God. That was not a good... I thought you were a different age in the right direction.
I thought you were 32.
You are lying to me.
No, I'm not lying.
Why did you think I was 32?
Just because of the people you hang around.
Oh, all my friends are a lot younger than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How I met you.
Yeah.
I'm in the opposite direction. Most of my friends are older, but I'm getting used to this hanging out with people my children's age.
Right.
Stuff, you know. Yeah. I know all the Disney songs by heart.
Well, I do too.
From three generations.
Oh, we should have a Disney song off here. We can do some Disney karaoke.
I'm down.
Yeah. Traz is down.
We're waiting on you.
I might need to brush up a little bit. Give me a moment. I might click myself in the bathroom.
Right. Yeah, for some reason, all my friends here are younger. Everywhere else I've always lived, all my friends are always older. And
so
now
I need to leave Spokane.
I guess. Friends. I don't know.
Okay. I just started working at the Wave.
Yeah, well, there it's a young crowd.
It is, yeah.
That's how I
lots of new young friends.
And they all hang out together. So you end up hanging out with all of them all the time. I mean, I do. That's how I became friends. They used to own a place called The Game, and I hung out there watching basketball every night. And then I became friends with them, and then that place closed. I started going to The Wave, and now I'm just family now. So they can't get rid of me.
Rolled into the sushi.
So, but I mean, do you guys have the same addiction to your phone where, like, if you don't, I mean, like, I used to leave my house when you were younger and you just, like, no identification, no keys, no cell phone, and not even any money necessarily.
Right.
And you're just like, I'm good. I'm just out for the day.
Right here.
Right. Yeah. And now you have to, like, I mean, now you're like, okay, keys, wallet, cell phone. I need money. I need ID. What if I need three forms of ID? I better bring my passport and my Costco card just in case. And, you know, and money doesn't even exist. It's just this card you swipe. It's just a concept now. It's really weird the way things have changed so quickly.
But you were 19 when you got your first cell phone.
I know. It seems like
old
yesterday. I
was almost 30.
Oh. So it's like 4 years ago?
Yeah. I love you. You and I, we get along great.
I know. I know. Connie still won't tell me how old she is.
My next baby daddy.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Well, hey, good news for you, since you have a gaggle already, is that I can't have kids, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't have them, or you don't? Because, I mean,
both.
I can drop them
both.
Off with you.
Both of those things.
Need some extras. I got some liners.
Right.
Is this a conviction kind of catch?
No,
sounds like
no, I just can't do it. I can't handle it. No, not impossible, but statistically, statistically impossible. Testicularly impossible. Yeah.
I can't even say it.
I just don't have a. I don't have a high sperm.
Did you blow through your load when you were like before you even got out of high school, kind of thing?
Like, did I blow through it? No, I think I just did way too much drugs and alcohol most of my life. I just killed them all.
Effective birth control.
It was from holding a cell phone from the time you
were 19. I used to just hold a hair.
That's right.
They're like,
you get your cancer around your ear.
That's right. Yeah, cancer on my ear and nuts. You have ear and nut cancer. It's an odd combination.
It's kind of far apart, you know.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to blow myself for the last 20 years, so it kind of makes sense.
How did we get into this conversation?
Oh my gosh, while we're on this conversation, I have one thing to say about that. It was from Reddit, and they were talking about being able to blow yourself. And somebody said, you know, I was able to do it. It turns out being able to blow yourself feels more like having a dick in your mouth than getting a blowjob.
That's why it sounds more bad.
Interesting thing
accurate.
To have for debate.
You know, you could have just asked a woman. We would have told you that too. The same answer.
Right. Well, I think Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's one of our finest moments was her and Heather and some other people at her house. We were really, really drunk. And it was like 4 a.m. We'd just been going all night. This is a couple years ago. And I was just drunk and going off, and I don't know how this came up, but I'm like, what if I masturbated and accidentally came on my own face, and then what if I liked it, and then now that's my thing. Now every time I beat off, I gotta come on my own face. I'm like, this is a problem. Like this is something we have to think about.
It's like a chore, you know.
Right. Then it's like, oh god, this again. This is gonna require cleanup. Yeah, it's like, God, you know, like if like just that moment of like, oh, that wasn't half bad. Now they're like, oh, shit has just changed drastically in my life about how every day is gonna go. You know,
oh my God.
it's a very different day. You feel different about yourself too.
I'm looking at the hair on your face a little differently.
Are you now? Yeah, exactly. Gotta go clean shaven then.
Yeah, it's a baby's bottom.
That's right. That's a rough day, though.
Well, ruin all of your relationships. Your friends would say, oh, man, what'd you do today? Don't look at me.
Right.
Yeah.
What
was that?
Can't look anyone
about Mary, cruel world. The hair gel?
Yeah. Well, I always say, you ever go out in public like too soon after you masturbate? Like, do you ever think people like,
look at us like
no, but like, you ever feel like you're ashamed? Like, oh, like people know. Like, you go to the supermarket and they're like, they know. You know, I just masturbated. Like, I 7 minutes ago, I have my dick in my hand. You know, they know.
Why are you sweating? It's 40 degrees out.
Yeah.
Oh, my good Lord.
Right.
You know, I think I have actually looked at people in the store and thought that could have possibly just happened.
Right.
Like,
it probably
the store
did.
Restroom, like,
you know, Walmart at the first of the month.
That's it. It's
off my sofa.
It's a thing. It's hard for guys. It's hard for us out there. We just can't. It's like a CSI crime scene afterwards.
Not prepared for that. Like, you don't know.
Not always. Sometimes you're in the moment.
Sometimes you're in your friend's car and they don't have tissue.
What are you gonna do?
Little tabletop basketball hoop.
Wow. Listen. I don't have good aim.
Practice.
This is not a smart bomb. This is a fucking. Oh, this is not a laser guided missile I've got here. There's some margin of error. Yeah.
Dishwasher safe.
Oh God. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, let's put that in with a fine grandma's fine
it's
china.
Than your face, okay? I'm
yeah. Well.
Then we don't have to worry about the whole. Face
we don't know
thing,
that
okay?
yet. What if I like it? The. Yeah, I mean, there's just all these pitfalls and troubles and worries, right. And then you know, what
or
if you like it? And then,
and
yeah,
socks.
Well, and then like, yeah, and that's a whole new road. Then you're like, oh, someone come on my face, or I came on my face. What if it's someone else's come? And then you just like travel down a whole other road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have this whole. I have this whole bit.
Like this puking scene.
This.
Just goes on. Get
through it. I have this. I have this whole. I have this whole comedy bit for my stand-up routine where it's like about how, like I, because I'm 34 and single, not married, no kids, like, but I'm not gay. And I always say I'm not gay because I've never sucked a dick yet. And I mean yet because yeah. there's still time. Right. I'm like, what if like that? I'm a wild card. Shit can change. But the thing is, I'm like with a guy. Once you suck dick, and whether you suck a dick or get your dick sucked, you're fucking gay for life. You're a faggot. Look at that faggot there. And like, you know, with a girl, you guys are fluid. Your sexuality's fluid. Like, you can, like, oh, I kissed a pussy. And then, like, you're just fine. That's cool.
Like, encouraged.
Right. Yeah. And, like, a guy, like, you, like, even think about sucking a dick. You're like, I got that faggot there. It's just, now you're forever. That's just you.
Right.
It's your identity.
There's nothing, like, cute or innocent. Right. Or like, oh, my gosh, like, I got so drunk last night. Oh, I totally sucked a dick. Your friends are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you are so crazy. I can't believe you did that. God.
I was reading a Facebook post from a younger friend of mine yesterday, or it was 1 o'clock in the morning while I was watching cat videos.
Yeah. Connie was on a cat video
binge. I was on a cat video binge last night. Anyways, said.
She was a cry for help more than anything else, I feel like. It's like 18 cat videos posted in a row on Facebook at 1 in the morning. I'm like, Connie, oh God. I'm sorry. I'll give you a hug.
He's like, let's go have a drink.
Yeah, send you an edible arrangement.
I'm like, no, Deese, I can't. I have a 4-year-old. But anyways. It said something like, I don't know why, something about having balls represents being strong and having a pussy represents being weak.
Sure.
Even though if you tap a guy's balls once, he cries like a baby, and yet a vagina pushes out human beings.
That's true. Pussies are tough.
I was thinking in my head, and I actually did laugh out loud, what if we did switch those around? Like, what if we did switch around that whole concept of, you know, pussy being the strong guy, yeah. like, you know,
men are strong.
Or
on.
The nutsack being sure. the weaker part.
Definitely the grosser part.
And I was thinking how funny it would sound if somebody was like, dude, quit being a nutsack.
Right. Quit being a nutsack.
Instead of quit being a pussy.
That. We
right?
can change that. That's right.
That reminds me of two things. First of all,
two things: nutsacks and pussy.
Those two
right
things.
I'm just guessing.
Well, first thing is saying you should switch them. I actually had this for a while. I was trying to get the term "that sucks dick" to not mean a shitty thing anymore. Cause I'm like, that's a good thing. Like, I don't know why we put that in the context of bad. Like, oh, that sucks dick, dude. I'm like, no, that means that's good. Like, I don't know about you, but I've never been like. Like even a terrible blowjob is still a good day in my book. I'm still going home and writing about that. Yeah.
Unless it's one of your guy friends.
Yeah, right. Well,
and you weren't like awake and you woke up to that or something. I don't know. There are bad days where that could happen.
Either way, I'm writing about it in my diary. Okay, at the end of the day, I know that.
Right.
So
with the backup second diary.
Right. Yeah, the one double locked.
I have not watched or listened to this show so I'm just, is it just me or is this the conversation that's always goes on?
There's a lot of this. I feel like a lot of dick sucking talk.
Okay. I was like,
the dick sucking
I am not
hour.
Attracting this conversation, am I?
Like, Connie, you're just, God.
Lord, help me.
It feels a little awkward.
The other thing I wanted to say was when it comes to women and men's bodies, switching them is like women have this nice thing where they're like
sex ed.
They're like their body is like it's sexy. It's built to be sexy. There's like curves in the right spots. It's soft. It's rounded edges.
And
guys are just like
are up here.
Right. Well, that's I know. We already talked about coming. Like I said, not laser guided. Watch out. But like guys, we're like a Swiss Army knife. We're like functional, but we're not much. We're utilitarian. It's just all about function. There's no
firewood.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yes. Like that's we've got, what I think of.
It's all out and just hanging and just there.
Move the fridge.
Yeah. We're just built for function. That's
right.
It.
Stand on this chair with your hand above your head for 10 minutes trying to change that light fixture.
Well, you even see a girl like take her jeans off and like she does this little wiggle and it's sexy and pulls them down her legs.
Oh, you watch way too much porn.
That's probably no. No such thing.
Yeah, we don't wiggle sexy like that.
No,
in
but
real
like
life.
You,
it
but
doesn't
like
happen.
However you do it, like whenever you take them off, like it's maybe it's just because a girl's about to have no pants on.
One butt cheek out of this side.
That's great too. All right, I'm still in. Like I'm not saying no yet. Like that still seems great to me. But like guys, it's just like we like kind of wiggle it off and kick one leg a little, and we're just you know.
You fling them across the room.
Yeah.
And
right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's everything but sexy.
There's nothing sexy about
right.
it.
Sometimes they stick.
But think about this. What if it is really sexy?
To you, is it though?
What if in women's mind, the
okay,
way
well,
you
we
take
have two
off
women
your
here.
Pants is just as sexy as you're trying to describe us taking off ours.
Because they're pants that are off.
Right. I don't know.
Okay, we have two women here who both have children.
Right.
So you've probably seen men take their pants off.
No, actually. Was it, if I find him, oh my God.
Was it ever sexy? Were you ever like, ah, that was sexy the way you took those pants off?
No. Actually, it's kind of comical now that I have to visualize
it. There's other things that are cute, you know.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
Like when you fall over after hopping over.
Right, yeah.
Can you please just try and get those off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Falling over trying to get your pants
because if
off
you're taking them off sexy and we're in a rush to get them off, like, all right, get these fucking things off. I'm just going to wear tearaway pants like a basketball player.
Yeah, because you guys have hardware failure if things take too long.
Whoa.
Right?
I feel like that's a personal attack. I don't know what people have been telling you, but that only happened
rumors.
5 times. And I don't appreciate the shit.
Rumors.
Yeah, that is. Who told you that shit? Who told you that? That was confidence. I told them that and I don't appreciate them. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why.
You know why? You know why it appears that we're taking our pants off so sexy?
Because there are pants that are coming off.
Well, right.
Right.
Because you're about to have no pants
exactly.
on.
Because that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Unless you have a parka on under your pants, I'm excited that your pants are coming off. Unless there's a dick under your pants.
Right.
Then I'm definitely excited that your pants,
You're like, looks like I'm sucking a dick tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Just move your
face. Gonna be one of those nights again.
Move your face just in time.
Right.
Have you been target practicing?
Turns out I am having
a basketball hoop right behind you.
Yeah. All right.
Tearaway pants.
Like how we just spent the opening 25 minutes of the show talking about getting your dick sucked and coming up. Really, really highbrow stuff here. We tackle the.
Hi, Kelly.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, is it just me or?
Oh, my God.
My cheeks hurt.
Is that because of the dick sucking or because of the or because of the smile?
All those cat videos I watched.
Oh my God. All right.
I was practicing my meow.
My meow.
Your mating call.
While you were taking your pants off. Taking your pants off.
I was practicing the sexy pants take off, not just the drop them down to the ankle and kick them across the room.
Nice.
That second litter.
Right.
All right. Well, let's. I feel like we've traversed all the.
We covered the alley antics.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's your social hour sex ed for the week, kids. Tune in next week where we'll talk about rim jobs.
That's right.
Right.
I didn't even know what that was until like last year.
I want to know how you found out. Can we ask how you found out?
No, I'm sure you can imagine.
All right. I actually have a friend who for the longest time, she thought that the term tossing salad meant throwing up.
Isn't that what it means?
No, tossing cookies means throwing up. Tossing salad means eating ass.
Oh.
Yeah. So she thought
I thought
tossing.
It was eating pussy.
No, tossing salad.
I thought it was between two. I can't
tossing
remember.
Salad is a rim job. Same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's sex ed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me. I learned the hard way.
Uh-oh.
I've been to jail. And
eating
she,
ass.
That's
huh?
part two.
So she she used to always.
How did we get into this conversation?
I don't know.
My notes are fucked.
So she, she told a story
what
like
is
how
in that beer.
She would tell. She told a story one time about how I went over to my grandma's house, and we had dinner, and I didn't feel good, and then, you know, I started tossing salad, and grandma was tossing her salad, like telling the story, and I'm just like laughing, and I realize
inside laugh.
I'm like trying not to laugh out loud. I'm like, she thinks this means throwing up, so. She was one of my best friends, and I used to try and weave it into conversations all the time about throwing up. So she would say it in front of people and start talking about tossing salad, and they'd start looking like their head would cock at first. Well, like, did she? And then I just like put my hand up and be like, no, let it go. Like, just let it happen. Just let the magic happen. God.
You're such a good friend.
Yeah, it was great.
Finally found an instigator.
Yeah, right. That's what I do best. So, all right. Well, that was fun. Okay. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break here, and then we will be right back. We are going to actually talk to Laura Lee White about what's going on.
Right.
And
that's a good idea.
We're going to get into the news.
The porn show.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back.
On The Hustle, you will hear from three kind gentlemen. Right, Adam?
Hey, Travis. Your eyes are like wonderful pools of hope and happiness.
Adam? Every day with you is like the first day of the best day of my life.
Guys, what about me?
What about you?
Don't I have anything good?
You have a way the...
I've got a baseball bat covered in broken glass. Whose ass is first?
My finger was in her vagina, and her hand was wrapped around my penis. It made South
you're
Dakota
the
bearable.
You're the reason why that bus is gross. Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, that's it. That's there's a panache. Well, something. You have definitely a thing.
Good buddy.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you guys.
It's The Hustle with your hosts, Will Gilman.
Yeah, you motherfucked me.
Travis Powell.
I'm going to stab you in the penis.
And Adam Tucker.
Fuck Red Lobster.
Are you ready to hustle?
The answer is yes, you son of a bitch.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the limbo shack.
What the?
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at
pantspending.com.
This week in Deez Nuts, Michael Orchard, a man in upstate New York, briefly broke into his neighbor's blazing home to save their trapped dog. He was found by authorities with a bewildered pup cradled in his arms while resting on their front lawn after he plowed his BMW through his neighbor's fence and broke into the home to rescue the dog. The only problem? Orchard was actually tripping on a potent mixture of LSD and cough syrup. There was no blaze, and the entire house fire scenario was just a result of his hallucinations. Troopers described Orchard as very cooperative following his detention. Then they loaded him in the fire-breathing Dragon squad car and flew away to the moon as they listened to Pink Floyd and talked about chemtrails. And that's this week in Deez Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday? Oh, these nuts.
All right, and we're back, guys. Thank you for hanging out through that break and through your social hour sex. And we are back with artist Laura Lee White. We're going to talk to her about sucking dick, Laura Lee White. We're going to talk to her about. She's got a.
I'd have to church.
Well, that's okay.
You told the church about the show. And
if it's worth it, you could charge. That's what I say. I've told girls, you should charge for that. Don't give that shit away for free.
I was advertising the podcast to my churchgoers.
We were just talking about sucking dick for money, and then Connie's like, I was advertising. I thought that was going to go on Craigslist.
Right. So. Speaking of which,
my church hall.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Did they listen?
Probably not anymore.
Yes.
I don't go to church. Do I strike you?
No. But I never know.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was serious.
Yeah.
Picking up. You should
see Trez over there. He was like, "What?"
Yeah. No, I've had my.
He's been to church. I can tell.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm part Mormon.
Mormon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Were you ever a missionary?
No.
Oh,
been in missionary. The
I'm supposed to talk about that too.
My brother is a pastor.
A pastor.
He's a pastor. Okay. He's a pastor.
He's a pastor.
I'm an atheist.
Okay. Pastor of what?
A church.
What kind of church?
Fundamental Baptist.
Okay, Baptist. Is he black?
Fundamental.
Yes, he is. Sweet. He is black, like Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
Nice.
No, he's not black. I didn't mean like he's my brother, like fist in the air. Okay. My brother is a Baptist pastor in Atlanta.
I live right next to a Baptist church. So.
No, he's not.
You never know.
Fundamental Baptist is not like a charismatic Baptist is what you're thinking, which is more Southern, roll down the aisle, black Baptist. Fundamental
I love those churches. Fundamental, those are the finest.
They are fun. Yes. Fundamental Baptists are fucking boring.
Are they?
Yeah, they don't. They're like really buy that book.
Buy that book.
Really fucking stick to it. So
I was gonna follow any kind of book as a religion. It would be 50 Shades of Grey.
All right. I think we learn a lot about Connie every time she's here.
I'm just saying.
Is that where you found out about rim jobs last year?
Yeah. I've never even read it. I just heard about it.
Sounded good. A lot of sex stuff.
Yep. Went along with the theme.
All right.
Church.
Sex. Yeah. So Laura Lee White.
On that note.
Fantastic artist, painter, all sorts of, she's going to tell us about all she does, but she has a show coming up on November 4th at Garage Land. If you are in the earshot of where this show is recorded, Spokane, Washington, then go to 230 West Riverside Avenue on Friday, November 4th, and check out the La Résistance.
That's right.
La Résistance.
It's our seventh show. Super excited. We have 19 artists.
Yeah.
Two musical acts and then a DJ for the night.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So you are going to be featuring your art as well?
Yes.
All right. And any other notable artists that we know of in the area?
There's Joseph Tomlinson, Megan Holden, Megan Flannery. Owen McCauley just had a show at Object Space. There's so many.
So many.
Susan Weber.
What about
great,
the...
Now you're going to feel bad for the ones you left out.
I know.
Those are the big ones, though.
The other 14.
You got the important. That's right. And some other fucking guys.
They you have 14 people pissed off at you.
Now, what about you? You got music? So two bands?
Yep. The Tourist Union and Riley's going to be on guitar.
Riley. Mm-hmm. Just Riley. So he's like Sting.
He has like four names.
Right.
Riley.
Like, I can't remember all those names.
Yeah.
Count another one pissed off.
Yeah. If Riley
terrible
was,
cat herder.
If a guy named Riley is dating your daughter, he's definitely been inside of her. It's like a female. My name's Riley. Oh, whoa. Whoa. Mind blown.
Put foot in your mouth.
If a girl named Riley.
Hey,
also true. If a girl named Riley is dating your daughter, she's definitely been inside of your daughter.
It could happen.
So.
That's right.
Riley goes both ways. That's a strong name both ways. That's like a cool name. If you're a guy named Riley, you're like, you're getting laid. You just hold a guitar and you're getting an avalanche of pussy.
That's right.
You don't even have to hold it. You can just be near a guitar. And like, you're going to have pussy just thrown at you.
Do you play guitar?
Yeah. Right. I could, man.
I'm a piano person. Yeah. I like piano players.
Right. Really? Piano? Oh, wow. Okay. It's a fingers thing. I mean, that's true. I guess they can move them like that, play the keys.
Right.
It's all about the rhythm. But a girl named Riley,
don't throw
too.
A piano at me.
the girl named Riley, though, that's a girl that's getting girls. She's the girl that could like.
This is gonna be an awkward show for her to listen to.
Sorry, Riley.
Is she single? What's up? What's up, Riley?
Just want something inside of him.
Yeah,
she is new to the show. I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
Couldn't tell. Oh.
I actually know Riley. She's like this like super sweet like religious chick.
Oh, oh wow.
Oh, you know Riley.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Well, she'll love that part of the show where we talk about my brother being a pastor for 7 seconds, and then 82 minutes of cock talk.
she's so happy she signed on to the show. Yeah, great. Another lost artist.
I'm going to have to come down and meet Riley.
Yeah.
What time does your show start on?
I want to just apologize in person. No.
Right?
It starts at 5. We're going to start music around 9 and go on as long as we can.
Yeah.
Home DJ.
Okay.
Till the bar closes, but we have to keep, there's noise ordinances there, so.
There is?
Where's that at? Where's the garage land?
The 230 West Riverside Avenue.
What's that next to?
The
I've
Onion.
Heard of,
kind
onion?
Of by the Onion,
downtown,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
across from the High Nooner.
And there's a noise ordinance there?
Because there's apartments,
it,
right?
Yeah, oh, for apartments outside? Upstairs. Yeah, it used to be a live concert venue.
Was it the B-side or C-side? Or
B-side, there was the Zombie Ruin, the Boulevard, Mothers.
Lots of things.
Yeah, just,
oh, okay.
Yeah. There's you know, urban legend that is cursed.
GarageLand's been there a while, though.
Uh-huh.
About a year,
yeah.
Right?
About a year.
yeah, we helped them open up the show last November.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. Yeah, so.
Come their kickoff.
Yeah, so cool. Doing it again.
Yeah, old friends of mine, you know, it's nice to get, it's like a family reunion, you know, you get to see everybody. And,
right.
You know, it's what all the artists should be doing is showing the work.
That's right.
Right.
So what else you got going on, Laura Lee? You painting? What kind of medium are you working in these days? Tell us about your work, your process, the artistic process. What do you do?
Whisper. Well, I'm working on two projects for the show. One's going to be a painting, like of a supernatural type character that
like Supernatural the show or Supernatural just in like Jesus.
No, like, you know, like monsters and demons.
Okay.
You know, zombies or whatever.
Well, Jesus died and came back.
That's zombie.
He's kind of zombie.
That's zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a female musician that
named Riley.
Sorry. You're right. That's terribly too serious.
Right.
So, female musician.
Yeah. And they kept murdering her because they didn't like girls. They're like, only male musicians, you know.
Oh.
Like, fuck that, you know. Short, long story short, anyways. But.
Sexist fuckers.
But she kept coming back.
And she kept coming back. All right. And then another one. You have another piece.
Another piece is a kind of a performance art. A piece that a friend of mine and I did, Marilyn Flannery, for a collaboration show last April. The piece was called like the Doom and Gloom. It was this kind of a Slender Man character. We kind of built this mannequin that was like 8 feet tall with 4 heads, and
yeah,
it was representing the man. You know, like all the corporations that are owning everything in
right.
Wall Street,
killing us.
Yeah.
Like nice. Monsanto.
Monster.
Yes, Monsanto. Yeah.
So we got together with a videographer friend of mine, and we're going to shoot
Somebody.
We're going to stab something. No. We're going to stage a kidnapping and try to set it on fire. And,
all right.
And film it and then project it on the show.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a recipe
there.
To get. Like,
his chair stops squeaking.
We checked with the fire marshal. It's okay.
We're gonna abduct someone. Hey, fire marshal, let me run something by you real quick. Feel free to say no, but just hear me out. Hear me out. Okay.
This is what we
want to
do.
So we're gonna get some chloroform and dirty rags, windowless conversion van. Hold on. We're not going to any parks. Don't worry. No
I'm
kids
not done
involved.
Yet. I gotta go over the list of materials.
Yeah. Right. Gonna get some zip ties and a taser.
You should take this to a different level.
We're gonna do this. Let's do this. No half-assing this shit.
You've thought about this.
A lot.
Windowless van.
Yeah.
Windowless van.
Yeah. That's the key element of all this, the windowless van. Yeah, we're just going to abduct someone and then blow up this thing. It's cool, right?
It's a dummy we made for the art piece.
Okay.
So we're just going to
blow him up.
Pretend to kidnap him.
How do you blow him up?
Not blow him up, set him on fire.
Okay.
A person? Sorry. I thought
my dog.
It sounded like you was gonna open she was gonna open the door.
She's not a velociraptor. Yeah. She hasn't evolved to open doors.
Aww.
I don't believe that. So actually I used to have a dog that could open doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was crazy.
I have a beagle.
She just wants
could
you
can open garbage cans and doors.
Yes. She just wants to come in and play, but she's too hyper.
Oh, I know.
So I'll play with her after the show. Actually, not true. I'm going to go get food and get drunk after the show.
Food sounds good, right? Yeah. Should
I
order pizza?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm so hungry.
Those chairs.
I know. I guess I should just stand.
You sound so excited over there.
My butt wiggles. What can I say? So anything else you got coming up or in the works?
We're doing a under $100 show in December, possibly December 3rd. We're still working on that, but... it's for Christmas gifts, you know. Okay. Everybody's going to pull out stuff they've had in their closets on $100.
And that's going to be?
At Garage Land
also.
Yeah, we're going to do a two-month stint there. So.
And anywhere else people can find your art shows coming? Or?
We have another group show at Object Space in April.
Okay.
And
that's kind of every couple months, right? Or?
Yeah, you know, four times a year.
Okay.
It's a lot of work, so.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But
and anywhere else people can find your art, or where can they find you? How do they find you? How do they stalk you?
How do they stalk you?
Yeah. What time do you shower? Do you lock your doors?
What time do you shower?
Yeah.
Every other day.
Right.
Two.
Yeah.
Expose me.
Oh, God.
I mean, Facebook, Twitter, any?
LauraLee.art at Facebook.
Okay.
And our La Resistance page on Facebook as well. We'll do pictures of the show and promote all the artists in the show as well.
Awesome. But, perfect. Well, we look forward to seeing it. We'll all be there.
Sweet.
I just committed these people to go to that show.
You're going.
They'll be there. Right? No, I look forward to it. I haven't been able to go to one for a while. And there was one a couple months ago. We kind of missed. I think like you had to work, and then I had to something in it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to going. I always love seeing it. And Megan and Susan's there, and whoever all the great art people in the we got some great artists in the area. We really do.
Yeah.
So and so and all right. Well, let's see. Why don't we? How about we get Connie here?
Yes.
No, Monica.
Huh? What? Oh, what?
Let's,
what did I do?
Why don't we get into the news?
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world, this is the Social Hour News.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
You good for that?
Not quite. Yeah, let
that's
me
okay.
Pull it up here.
I'll just sing.
Yes, would you please?
So,
what was that you did? Never gonna dance again.
Oh, can I? Can you want me to do that?
Do some Wham. Some Wham.
So, We'll just give you some hold music. Just tell me when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
Oh, yeah. God, I didn't even get to go to my song yet.
I'm there. I just have the... Okay, you just tell me when you're ready.
No, I'm just
God,
looking.
This
I'm
would
just...
be awkward.
Why?
What's physical awkward? Connection.
Why is it an awkward physical connection? Why?
This would be an awkward.
Well, yeah, because there's two other people in the room.
Hey, that's never been awkward before.
Oh. Like, it kind of gets down. Yeah, whenever you're
okay.
Ready. I feel I can hear my dog is in the back. Just
Yahoo reports women form personal opinions about men based on their facial hair.
Oh.
So remember your conversation earlier there.
What about our, what is, how do they, what kind of facial hair? So what's the best?
Well, it says a stubble was judged most attractive overall, for short-term relationships.
Well, yeah. Seems like most likely to get you pregnant and never talk to you again. Most likely to not pay child support. The stubble.
You guys can see the look on my face.
Right.
I didn't have to really say much of anything, yeah. Did I?
So stubble gets you laid.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Then writing the full beard. The full beard. Get this, you guys.
Like the big beard, like beard.
Yes.
Lumberjack beard.
Those women who are looking for a long-term committed relationship or partner find that more attractive.
Is it because of the guy's commitment to grow the beard out? Like psychologically, they're like, that guy was able to commit to that beard and fight through the bad times when it was itchy and he probably got face lice and he has to trim it and it's hot and it's uncomfortable.
I think it's there may be some food in there for later.
Wow.
The family won't starve.
That's another one, too, I guess. He's a good provider.
Bacon.
What's up?
I feel like it's a good, the beard's a good allegory for a relationship. That makes sense. You know, right. Like long term, you can commit.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never really cared for long beards, but that might explain my status.
Right. She's like, no facial hair at all.
What
just
about
quickie.
Like, what about like this beard?
Don't particularly care for
because like Traz and I have like the kind of beard, you know, it's like a beard, but
it's not. Yeah, that's.
But
that's
I
why I was looking at you guys like that earlier. It wasn't because I was. Well, maybe I was, but anyways,
you can say it. It's
I was thinking because you guys don't have like a full like you know. Hang down, scruffy beard. You're
I feel
clean
bad.
Cut.
I just had a beard.
Like you clean cut.
But shaved it off.
Yeah. Facial hair, and that's nice.
This
I
is
like
about
that.
It. I'm going to trim this down tomorrow, too, to the stubbles, because I'm going to go out tomorrow night.
Yeah, because you don't want to have the whole hand face situation, right?
Hand face?
Hand and face situation.
Yes.
That you were talking
right,
about
I don't want
at
that.
The party.
No, I don't want that.
Foot
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Foot
What about the like a what about like
horrible,
a John
sorry.
Waters what about like a John Waters mustache? What does that say? Like this guy probably sucks dick more than I do. That's
like, wow. The 80s called and they wanted their facial hair back.
Right.
I don't know.
Like hey, Swifty LeVar.
Or 70s, maybe it was 70s, yeah. It doesn't
like,
say
this,
anything
that
about...
That says, like, this guy definitely is going to rape someone tonight. This guy has roofies.
Yeah, it's weird, yeah. It doesn't say anything about just mustache. It does say that extremely masculine images morphed where the men had narrower eyes, thicker and straighter brows, thicker nasal bridge... with narrower
nice
nostrils.
Right.
I'll say that really fast. And extremely feminine looking males were least attractive. Go figure.
Feminine looking male. Yeah.
So femmy dudes and super aggro dudes were off the charts
off
not
the
attractive.
Charts, yeah.
But how does that explain all like the I guess a lot of the hipsters do like big beards now. That's a thing. But
and they
like,
don't get laid.
But they have
you ever
like,
seen like you ever see the hipster and go like, dude, I want her his girlfriend. I haven't seen that.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
no.
I.
No. Cody, what do you do on the weekends?
Where do you go?
She's just out there stealing nerds' girlfriends.
Right. I've seen a couple of hotties.
I could take her.
But remember, right. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah.
I'll fuck your man up.
Women are easier to look at than men.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sure. Even for women, you know, we're like, we can look at our girlfriends and be like, yeah, you look hot.
Yeah.
You know, right. Guys do that. It's a little weird.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, you look hot tonight, Trav. You're looking good.
Yeah, you said that earlier.
You've been working out, buddy.
Right.
Not the urinal.
Yeah.
But.
Looking good. Steady stream there. I like that. Strong. Strong right. Stream. That's you, good. You been, hell, sign been, of a healthy diet.
I'm drinking a lot of water.
You've been target that's a lot practicing.
Yes. Yes. You're glowy. You're glowing.
It's glowing. In other news, which I haven't read yet. Well, I did. Is this what we're doing?
That's one too.
Is that one too?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure about
that's,
the
no,
whole.
Yeah, go for it.
Worst person.
Connie was thrown
in
here last minute because
thanks
she...
to creepy clowns, Ronald McDonald is lying low.
Oh.
I haven't good seen choice. Him around lately anyways. But yeah, did you hear about the stabbing at the Shadle McDonald's yesterday?
What?
Oh my God. What?
Yeah. That's a like homeless rough. Guy stabbed a customer in the men's bathroom. Whoa. In the face. And no. Tried to stab him in the stomach.
Whoa.
Why?
That's real local news, everybody.
Yeah,
just
that
saying.
Just happened. That's like a block from
that
my
was
house.
Last night. That was last night.
That's crazy.
Damn.
And so, yeah. And I think, I don't know if you've been up at the Shadle Center lately, but there's been a homeless guy sitting at the Rite Aid entrance there off a belt with a sign that
oh, yeah.
Says
yep.
Whatever for money. And I'm wondering if that's not the guy that did the stabbing.
Well, that park there, Shadle Park, mm-hmm. They've got like a ton of homeless people hanging out there now, bivouacking all over
really?
That park. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
In my day, the biggest thing that went down in Shadle Park was jumping
necking?
Over the fence to go swimming.
Rebels.
Did they have pool in-ground
pools?
They
had an outdoor pool at the high school.
Oh, did they?
Was that before your time?
I don't
when
know.
When did you get here?
Oh, I remember
when
that.
Did I get here?
In Spokane. How long have you been here?
Well, I my parents swam through the Rio to get here. About the
you know the Rio's only like a foot deep, right?
Hey, you know what? Mexicans are not strong swimmers. That's not our
there's a serious yeah. Drought for like yeah. 2 decades.
You don't see a lot of Garcias in the Olympics, okay?
Right.
So
my parents swam across the Rio. I see a mattress.
Right, yeah.
A shopping cart.
Whoa. They weren't homeless. Yeah. Yeah, I've been in Spokane for 7 years.
Oh, that's not too long. Okay.
No.
Okay, so you wouldn't understand what I was saying then.
I can get the concept of swimming pools.
They have.
I think
I can
wrap my mind around swimming pools.
The high school, though, had an
high
indoor
school.
Pool.
I am Mexican, so I don't know what a high school is.
Oh, okay. Let me go back here.
Yeah, help me out on that one.
Anyways, so they had an outdoor pool. And an indoor pool, and they had a big swim program mm-hmm. at Shadle High School for a long time. So when I was growing up, that was the big deal.
Swimming.
Yes, and McDonald's was there too.
Yeah.
So
Ron McDonald's in hiding.
Yes, he's in hiding after all these little...
These creepy clowns are serious, though. These guys are like, these guys are popping up everywhere.
Clowns have always been creepy since Stephen King.
It.
Yeah. Right? I don't know about you guys, but...
So
even Ronald McDonald
was creepy.
Still was creepy to me after that. So, yeah.
What do you think about this clown thing that's going down? Because, like, I at first, honestly, I thought it could have been a like guerrilla marketing for it for the new remake of it.
Oh yeah, is that coming out?
And I'm like, maybe this is just it's coming out soon. So I'm like,
okay.
Maybe it was just literally like people, you know, get it talking, the fervor, get it in the ether.
Yeah. Fan club,
right.
Chat rooms,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Hey, let's meet in the woods.
But then you get copycat people,
yeah,
and people actually freaking out because like some people have really been like you know they have guns or knives and they're coming after people.
That's,
it's kind of
yeah.
And there's been a lot of few in Spokane.
I think people are just losing their minds too.
That's true
a little
too.
Bit too. You know,
right? Yeah. So, I just like to go back and be a fly on the wall to the first time anybody ever originally.
Did the clown
up like
thing?
A clown?
Yeah,
or like brought it to the table. Like we should do this.
Yeah,
like,
check out
like,
this idea.
Wasn't it an adult? Clown. I just wonder. You know, like
the history of clowns.
Gotta have a red
we
nose
should Wikipedia
and big
clowns.
Fat shoes,
right? And a squeaky
oh, baby.
Nose. What if the nose squeaks? The nose could squeak.
Yeah,
and then yeah. Let's get comically oversized lipstick.
And, oh, yes.
My brother.
And it's got to be a guy. It was never women.
Yeah, like a romper. Yeah. We'll wear a romper.
Like the guy wanted makeup and lipstick and big, huge shoes and bright red hair.
It was like the first, I think it was the first attempt at a transvestite, and everyone laughed at him.
And there was no hair on his face.
Like a cross dresser. Yeah, everyone laughed at him. And then they just thought that's what they were trying. Yeah, it just became a thing.
Yeah, it became a thing.
And that's why it's always sad clowns, because inside they want to be women.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, just envy.
Yeah. Roxette McDonald. Roxy McDonald. I don't know.
I haven't read this next story yet.
That's okay.
So if you have something, and I'd like to, because it's an Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
Donald Trump.
Amy Schumer, Donald Trump.
200
thing.
People to walk out of a Florida show.
Good. Yeah.
I got to read this now, because I haven't caught up on it yet.
So, yeah, the creepy clown thing, though, is really, it's an interesting phenomenon, the way this, you know, and that it's so funny because, you know, it hasn't been that long that with the internet, now you can reach so many people so quickly. Before, there's no way something like this could have gone, it's not even viral, it's just, it's reality, but like, you couldn't have that many copycats of something so quickly because, you know, you have the press, you have the Associated Press or the Press Telegram, you know, the local reporter, and you just got like local news, not this whole worldwide and global news feed. So now we have people that just come out of the woodwork so quickly, and it multiplies so fast. And then social media and all these platforms, it's really kind of scary that we have this much. I don't think humans were meant to be able to intake this much stuff.
And artificially too, because it's not like we're sitting in the room and having connections.
Right.
You know, we're missing all that needed connection. So it's kind of separates at the same time.
Well, yeah. And I think that's part of what people have this, like, you know, do things like this, because it's their only way to feel connected to everything. You know, they're like, hey, if I am now one of these people, yeah, you're anonymous. No one knows you, but now you feel like in a group. We intake way too much technology and knowledge. I mean, we were meant to be in a village of like 18 people, and like half of them were our cousins.
Where men all have full beards.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
There was no stubbles going on there. Like, hey, let's hook up, lady, and then I won't call you.
Yeah. There was no Mach 4 back then.
There was no. I don't know where my baby daddy is. He just disappeared. He lives in a tribe in Oregon.
He's one tent over. Can you?
He's on the Oregon Trail now. I'm sorry.
Easily lost to the lost to the world. So right. What's going on with Amy Schumer?
So apparently, Amy Schumer was in Florida. She was doing a show, a stand-up comedy, about halfway through her show, she had an audience member come up on stage who supports Trump, where she was asking him questions, and I guess it got a little heated and a bunch of people started booing, and so she told them that they could all leave, and about 200 people got up and left.
What did she expect in Florida?
Yeah, gotta think of the
she
context.
Said this was her what she said after the show. Of course we're in Florida, you're gonna boo. I know you're here to laugh, but you choose how you're gonna live your life, and it's just too important. And I think that the reason why I don't know about you guys, but anytime I hear about somebody supporting Trump, I get a little fired inside. You know,
because you're so excited.
The
you want
same,
to talk about.
The same thing with Hillary, though. I hate them both equally.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, and so
I have this problem. It's because I am apolitical. I don't adhere to political lines at all. I voted both ways a lot of times.
Me too.
And, yeah, and I think it's ridiculous when people are like, oh, well, Hillary, oh, she's a woman. I'm like, don't fucking vote for someone because they're the same thing as you, you know, like,
right.
Like, you know, the black vote came out for Obama. It's like, don't vote. I don't give a shit if a person doesn't have to be Mexican for me to vote for him. Right. Like,
that
I want someone
cool,
with
though.
Good ideas, you know, sure. If they're the most qualified, then vote for him. I voted for Obama both times. I like him as a president. But I don't want people to vote for someone out of just, hey, they look like me, or they have the same name as me, or like it's a similar lineage. Like, just vote for someone because they're the best candidate.
Person, right. That's my thought, too.
I see so much of this on Facebook. I mean, we all do. But everyone, like, is just this vitriol towards Hillary or vitriol like towards Trump. And it's like, yeah.
it's like Bible thumping, except for Trump thumping and Clinton right. thumping. And well, it's just really, insane. I'm just over here going Gary Johnson or Jill Stein or, yeah. I wish they'd bring the burn back. I love the burn.
I wish Ron Paul could just run again.
Ron Paul. Yeah.
It's funny because I said this the other day, but I'm like, if you take any political meme or like political, political stance someone has or these little things you see on Facebook, sub out the politician you hate for the politician or the politician, you know, like switch them out. It's still applicable. Like, it's the same for all of them. None of them are great, genuine people. If you're in politics,
they're not really running the country anyways.
Right.
Bilderberg. I mean, there's lots of...
sure.
Deep state.
Trilateral commission, yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah. We're all spiritually awakened around here because we have 9-month winters.
Right.
I thought it was the marijuana.
Yeah, let's not even get into chemtrails.
That's right.
There's your flu.
Yeah, there.
Yes, in the water.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, it's interesting. How do you guys feel about Trump grabbing your pussy?
yeah, I would drop kick him faster than that big spider on your wall back there.
Is there a spider? Oh, that's a Spider Man.
What about if you had a full beard and wanted to grab your pussy?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yes, Trump, speaking of that, Trump does have, he has that thin eyebrow and no facial hair. No wonder he's so damn unattractive.
That could be it.
Jeez.
Is that's it? That's what it's about him?
I don't know. It gives me the creeps.
The fine hair of a...
He's a creepy guy.
He has always been that way. Even when he was doing The Apprentice, mm-hmm. I couldn't stand that. I thought he was really foul back then. But right. I have that intuition about people.
Sure. Right.
And he's just creepy. Yes, I know he's got some stuff that we haven't even heard about.
Oh, I'm sure.
It'll come out.
He seems slimy. Allen.
Yeah. And I was reading about the parties that him and that guy were having with the, you know, where they just bring in poor girls from poor neighborhoods, probably give their moms drug money or whatever so they can. Yeah, it's just terrible. It's terrible.
Don't doubt it, you know.
But
so what about Hillary?
Hillary's just Hillary.
Gross.
She's a snake.
Yeah, she lies. She'll say anything to get the vote. I mean, I've done some pretty awful things in my life. And I always tell people this, you know, like, be honest. Just sure. be honest.
About the
you
awful
know?
Things
I gotta
you've
carry,
done.
I, own it. I, yeah, own yourself. Sure. Own what you do.
Own your shit.
And if you're going to stand for something, stand for it and don't be wishy-washy.
Right. Well, that's what bothers me the most about politicians and is it's just placating. It's sheer pandering right. to whoever the audience and whichever way the wind is blowing at that time.
Well,
you know?
I feel like Obama, I feel like he actually followed through with a lot of the things that he wanted, that, you know, he envisioned for where he could. But, you know, Congress really put a cock block up, basically yeah. cock blocked yeah. him on a lot of things, you know, and yeah. then they turned around and bitched about it, you know. But,
well, you know, Bernie needs to get a hold of the Senate.
Yes.
And we might have
could happen.
Yeah. Chance. I would love. Yeah.
It's got to be hope nice somewhere, right?
Somebody yeah. compassionate. I mean,
so
did you see the bird on the podium in Oregon? When he was,
so
did you
great.
See that?
Yeah, it was iconic. It was
awesome. Animals don't do that. They just don't.
Well,
they
Jews are pretty non-threatening.
Yeah.
They're pretty, you know, yeah. they're, you know.
Who's but gonna... yeah, in a stadium full of people, it landed on his podium. Yeah. So that was pretty amazing.
So why Bernie?
Because of the bird.
All right.
Bernie. It was the bird.
What about for you guys? Why Bernie? I'm always curious. I want to know. Because I like, there are a lot of things about what Bernie Sanders has to say that I like. There are definitely some things I disagree with him on. So I'm always curious.
Well, I think, you know, reforming the political platform
yeah.
would be, I like his take on that, you know, be nice for a vote to actually count. And
yes.
right. Yeah.
It's just like placating the public or something. It's right. not, they all make that decision behind closed doors and we're just.
Yeah,
there's
just
a there's 100
vote.
Million. Yeah. I mean, the healthcare, the government option. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it.
we don't have choices in healthcare anyways, and I can get into that subject really deep because I know a lot about it. I know about pre-Obama healthcare. Most people who complain about Obamacare never really had somebody dying in front of them have healthcare issues.
Yeah.
Right. And I actually experienced that. So I'm down for the Obamacare. I'm glad for the laws that were changed and some of the reform that was done to the insurance industry. But I still think that that missing component is that cheaper buy-in option and more heavy regulation to that industry because they're just out of control, greedy bastards.
Right.
And it's getting ridiculous. Now our economy depends on people having cancer. And because,
sure, it's an industry.
Yeah.
Well, also there's I forget the term, but there's basically state sanctioned doctors, essentially state licensed. And then there's like, it's not, they're still licensed by the state, but they still have a doctor's license, but they're like independent essentially. And they don't have a ceiling on what they can charge insurance companies, whereas the state ones do.
Right.
So you have more people doing these freelance kind of, essentially, for lack of a better term, doctors who can charge basically anything they want. So the cost of what healthcare is now in their hands instead of what should be, you know, mandated maximum dollar amounts and things like that.
Yeah, because I have an experience with that at Spokane Cardiology.
Sure.
Asking them what a stress test was going to cost prior to the appointment. And the lady was like, we can't disclose that to you. We can't tell you how much that's going to cost. Mm-hmm. And so after, because I was willing to pay cash for it up front, I wanted to know how much it was going to cost.
Yeah.
And this is a life saving procedure. Like if you don't pass a stress test and you have to go in for angioplasty and have a balloon put in your heart. Okay.
Yeah.
Or open heart surgery. And it ended up costing like $2,800. And the doctor was such an arrogant jerk. He came in for 2 seconds out the room. And they billed me. And then about 6 months later, we were able to get health insurance. Back then, it was difficult because pre-existing conditions, the insurance companies could deny you for 2 years with a pre-existing condition. And so 6 months later, same procedure, same exact thing. The insurance company was only billed like $590. And I was still paying on that huge amount from the previous appointment. So, you know, a lot of things have changed since then. Because of Obamacare, which is good because there were limits, you know, put on certain things. But, you know, they're still greedy and they're still finding all those loopholes.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy. It's the healthcare system is pretty. It is an industry. It's like the we have built a country that is sustained off the misery of people.
Right.
Healthcare.
Right.
The prison system
is an
industry.
It didn't used to be that way. Yeah.
Things like that. Those are all how we make this country makes their money.
Right. Well, that and imported people, goods, you know? And exporting jobs. So.
Right.
If another country was doing that to us, we'd be at war, you know.
But. Sure.
Right. Yeah. We could do it to our own. I mean, that's how it is, right? Family.
Poisoning food-like products. And.
Right. Well, and they, what was it like there? Something about the genetically modified food. They passed a law where they wanted to know like where the food came from. They were like where your beef came from.
Right.
They were supposed to have to put it on, and they were fighting that. And to me, it's like why would you fight that? Like there's no reason.
There's
to,
some shady
like,
stuff going right, on. Well, exactly. And they know it.
Well,
yeah.
It's like the same reason when everyone's.
That's
like,
why I don't like Hillary Clinton. It's like, you know what? If you're gonna do something, you know, you stick with an issue. You be open about it. You be honest.
Well, if there's nothing to hide, they don't hide anything. Like it's the same reason when people are like, oh, Patriot Act. I don't want the government. You know, listen to my phone calls. I'm like. I fucking listen to my phone calls. I don't give a shit.
Right? Yeah,
read my emails. Look at my browser history. Do everything you want to do. Like, I'm not worried about it. First of all, I could call you and be like, I'm going to drop a brick of heroin off at your house and give the address. And like, if they're listening in, right? They're like, we got better shit to do. You're not ISIS. Fuck off. Like, right. We don't fucking care.
Exactly.
Like, they don't care about little shit like that. Like, yeah. It's just,
but they might like, you know, have a little bit of fun with the whole jerking off and hitting yourself in the face.
Sure.
Like, dude, listen to this. Listen to this conversation.
Yeah, I like to think the CIA loves my show.
We got too serious here.
We did.
We did. We got too serious. Politics is way too serious. And that was the news for today.
You know what's going to make us all feel better?
Oh, we could. Yeah, I didn't have any jokes on the whole.
We're gonna just listen to a song on the outro here. This is one of my guilty pleasure songs.
I can't hear it. So.
Oh.
Spice Girls.
Yes. Oh, okay.
This is a great guilty pleasure song of mine.
I was just talking about this song with one of my friends. Because I was asking the girl, I was like, wait, is this girl saying that if she wants to get with me, I have to get with her friends? Like, what is going on here?
He's like, we're all good with that.
Right. These girls are tight. I want to move to England.
He talks.
Around the board, I want a guilty pleasure song. Traz, go. Guilty pleasure song.
Mariah Carey, Fantasy.
Okay. Laura Lee White.
Hold on. Go around. I'll go around.
Connie,
oh my goodness. There's
guilty pleasure song.
REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling.
All right.
I'm still thinking hundreds of files. I'm sorry. Probably something Britney Spears, you know. She has
like
good
Toxic.
Yeah.
No, I said that way too fast. I mean, I don't know. Let me look up some of her songs.
She's like, baby. Oh, wait.
How did you know?
Baby, one more time. Genie in a bottle.
Funny, yeah.
Dude, oh, that's like, that's Christina Aguilera.
So I've got a hole on my Spotify. I've got a whole like guilty pleasure list, and like Toxic's
totally. I don't understand
totally
what guilty pleasure is.
Guilty pleasure is a song that
you don't want to be on the air.
Right, like, yeah.
Like, you love it, but you don't want your friends and family to know that you're, like,
sure.
Jamming out
like
in your car.
Yeah, you're not going to jam
so
it on
I answer
the,
that right, then.
Right, yeah. Like, you don't turn it up.
They're
at
really
the,
great live.
I've seen them live.
They are awesome.
They're good.
Yes, yeah. Very good performers. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Spice.
Spice Girls.
You want to get with me? You gotta listen carefully. All right. I don't know. So
you don't know all the lyrics.
Or put a whole bunch of cat videos on Facebook at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I like cats.
Oh man. All right.
Kitty.
Well, that was the news. Thanks, Connie. And we let's see. So, all right, guys. I think we're about to get out of here for the night. But again, on November, Friday, November 4th.
Yes.
Go to Garage Land. And again, that is at 230 West Riverside in Spokane, Washington. That starts at
5 o'clock. Music themed.
Okay. They've got lots of great artists, two bands. DJ Riley, who is ambiguous in their sexuality. DJ Jason Lee. I loved him in Mallrats. So go there, check it out. And also on Saturday, December 3rd, probably the under $100 show at GarageLand also. So keep an eye on that. Go to the La Resistance. That's La and then LA Resistance.
Oh, like, that's what you're saying. Okay.
The La Resistance Facebook page. Follow them, find out all the shows and what's happening, and follow Laura Lee at Facebook/LauraLee.art.
Yeah.
And you can keep up with her too. All right, any closing statements?
Huh?
Of course, yeah, anytime. Any closing statements, anyone?
Nope.
All right, there you go. All right, well, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. For the Social Hour, I am Dees, and for Traz.
I'm Tress.
Connie. And Laura Lee. All right. Thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to anyone in public I've met after masturbating, people who come on their own face, Connie's children, Connie, Riley the ambiguous musician, hipster's girlfriends, Ronald McDonald, Monica, and John Waters. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
It turns out being able to blow yourself feels more like having a dick in your mouth than getting a blowjob.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!